So as we've done many times before, we gather again on our tour that is semi-approaching the end, but the end is only a beginning of a new journey, a continuation from one journey to another. Allow yourself to anchor yourself into this space consciously. You just made a long journey to get here from one part or bottom of the glacier with the extraordinary expertise of the drivers. Very slowly drove us up here, almost like in a meditative procession. We all embraced our energy fields together, not knowing what's next, not seeing the road ahead of us, but trusting that we will get there. So breathe slowly in the way that's comfortable for you. Slow, conscious breath. Feeling the preciousness of this space. It's a 1,000-year-old glacier, but created as a tunnel just a few years ago. What it feels for you now to be here, what energy the glacier speaks to you as other energy speaks on this magical island. It has a energy or even life force of its own. It's almost like it is a massive body of water, and we are made of mostly of water, merging our energies together. What does it feel like right now for you here? Allow yourself to expand even more from your being, from your light, expanding more of your consciousness in a space that again opens you more to another level of energy, dimension, a deeper experience of your soul, simply allowing and being present in Gaia. Literally, we are inside Gaia. Breathe. And also bring in more of the energies of love, of compassion, of beauty, of light, of your divinity, of the precious diamonds that you are. Even allowing some of your Akash to come into the surface, to speak to you of your lifetime of experiences. Breathe. And allow all that to embrace us together. Again, as one family, as one soul on this journey. And we invite again Kryon to give us the next message on this beautiful journey.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the 9th message from the beautiful island nation of Iceland. If you've just joined us, this group finds itself in a unique place on the planet. They're inside a huge, enormous glacier. You might say, how could that be? The glacier was cut out on purpose. Over a year was spent creating it so that human beings could have the experience that this group is having today. Now, for a moment, I want this group to do something with me. And that is, I want you to be totally and completely still, and I want you to listen. Dear ones, it's one of the few places on the earth with zero sound. For some, this is a beautiful solace. But they don't have to hear what they have often heard in places they don't want to hear it. But there's more, and it's going to be the subject of the channel today. In that silence, was there still something there? And the answer is yes. We have spoken of unseen things before. And today I wish to do it again because we are in a place that I can explain to you better now than before. There are those who will say, I only believe what I see. I only believe what I see. These would be the ones who would not be listening to a channeling or a meditation, or those who would speak of the energies of the planet. And they would say, give me reality. I only believe what I see. And this starts the same discussion we have had many times about the unseen things. But it leads us right into another study. And the study is this. There are places on this planet which are unique in their energies, huge places. Some envelop an entire country or a portion or a region. Some are known to have unusual energies in the middle of the ocean. And we have spoken of this many times. And now we get into unseen things. Science understands that there is a great amount of things that are unseen. But the person who stands and says, I only believe what I see, has to understand this. What you see, dear ones, as a human being with your eyes is one small spectrum of reflected light. That is your entire reality, right? Because you only believe what you see. And yet there are areas of light and spectrums of light which are always there. Are they gone there? Are they then not real there because you cannot see them? It is the same with so many elements of the earth. What about the magnetic grid? Can you see it? Oddly enough, in this land, you can. It's in the sky interfacing with another magnetic grid. But normally, you cannot see it. You can measure it with a compass, so is it there or is it not? That is an unseen thing. We've spoken of another grid of the planet many times. Besides the magnetic grid, there is something called the crystalline. Before I even go there, let me introduce something that is extremely powerful and unseen. Gravity. Do you believe in gravity? And of course, common sense says yes. How many things do I have to list that you cannot see, that are real, before you start to understand that there may be more than that which you can observe with your eyes. The crystalline grid is esoteric. You will not find it in any science. And yet it's easily provable that it exists. When you walk through a previous battlefield on this planet, anywhere, even if it's unmarked, there are those who will feel something happened here. Those died, there was fear. And somehow it's transmitted through the ground to you. How do you explain someone who can feel this? What are they feeling? And many would say, well, they're feeling the history of what was here. They're right, they were. That is called the crystalline grid. It is a grid that is esoteric, which remembers. And it remembers mostly human emotion and action. And the proof of it is with sensitive people, they can feel what has happened in certain places. Now, where is this going? I'll tell you. These grids overlap each other in very unique ways. And in places on this planet, you might say that there are holes in those grids because of the way they overlap. Have you ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle? Here is a place where instrumentation, which is magnetic, does not work. The reasoning is this: there are unseen things which are affecting reality. And that is also affecting consciousness. Now we reach the point of what I want to tell you. There was a group which we took to the Green Isle. It is Ireland. And we told you that much like places like the Bermuda Triangle, there was an oddity there, that the grids overlapped in a unique feature. And it actually allowed for something that you don't normally have, dear ones. Multidimensional sight, if you want to call that, where you could start to feel the Gaia grid, another grid. Some call this the consciousness of Mother Nature, that which is your partner, dear ones. And because of that, when you arrive in Ireland, sometimes you will glance down and you will see someone has put a fairy door in the tree. This is the acknowledgement. This is the land of little people. There is an acknowledgement throughout the land of those things you cannot see. Not just the things you can't see, but helpers, elementals, even the leprechauns. Now you might say, well, how quaint that is. You would say, if you didn't know better, there are no scientists who would be involved in that. Actually, you live in a very modern day. Let me tell you a truth. Those who live in Ireland, no matter who they are, believe in this. Even the government understands it. Farmers of the land understand it. There are areas that are special and they know it. There are areas where they don't plant certain things certain ways because of the fairies. There are fairy trees in this land that are acknowledged by those in power. It has nothing to do with how modern you think you are. The truth is this: there are unseen things. Now, these unseen things we've told you seem to manifest themselves to a human being differently. They're almost always things which have that which you could say, what I want to tell you is this. That land has a feeling of those who live there because of this grid anomaly. Now, of all the places on the planet you could be right now, you're in another one just like it. I want you to compare Ireland with Iceland. Not the green of the grass, but I want you to compare the consciousness. In Ireland, you have the fairies, little people. In Iceland, they are the hidden people. In Ireland, you have the leprechauns. In Iceland, you'll have the elves. Now, in Iceland, there is something more, because this is a land of the volcano. And the volcanoes, as any Icelander will know, have names and personalities. And the names and the personalities sometimes will echo what they believe the attitude of the volcano is. Sometimes it is good and benevolent, and sometimes it's angry, like any volcano. And that's what gives them another elemental called the troll. Dear ones, these things are not simply mythology. They are things you cannot see. They are energies that you feel. They are so profound to you, you give them names, you give them personalities, and you live with them and talk to them in this land as though they exist and they are real. And even the government knows this and participates. So those of you who say, I only believe what I see, I only believe what I see, I'll tell you something. There is a world beyond what you can see. And that brings us right to the room. Because what you can't see, that is the most profound of all energies, is love, compassion, the feeling of beauty. These things are so powerful. How can any human being say, I only believe in things I can see and experience love? What does love look like, dear one? I'll tell you, it looks powerful. If you could look at that on some kind of instrumentation or some kind of a way you could see love, what would you see? And I'll tell you, you'd see the universe. You'd see the Creator. You would see this planet who cooperates with you. You would see the abundance of that which is esoterically beautiful. You'd see a partner in the earth. You might even start talking to the elementals. They're real. This place is filled with them. And this is the opportunity you came for. Even deep within this glacier, they exist. They exist. They know you're here, even though you can't see them. In the last few years, science has proven that consciousness is energy. Now, I want to tell you something else. Make no mistake. Consciousness doesn't just belong to humans. The elementals have consciousness. That's energy. Someday, science will see it and study it and wonder how they missed it all these years. That the earth has a personality, that the earth has something to say. And that something to say is right now in the silence that you'll hear, right now. Does it give you chills? Not the cold. Does it give you chills to hear Gaia speak to you at this depth in this glacier? Those are the elementals. And so it is.